Welcome back to the Peace Times podcast. Today I am here with a new person that's going to be here with us now on our podcast. I'm going to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Will Stadler. I'm a sophomore here. I'm on the baseball team and trying to help out with all things sports for the Peace Times.
That's what's up. It's great to hear. So first things first, we're going to go over things that are going to be stuff to cover up that's happened recently here on Wikipedia, so you can go ahead with sports.
So yeah, so it's kind of an interesting time. This week is kind of a little bit of overlap this week and last week, where winter sports are at the end of their seasons and spring sports are at the beginning of their season. So you get about a week and a half of really, really busy action. We'll go ahead and start with women's basketball, who finished up their season. They qualify for the USA South Conference Tournament. They unfortunately did lose in the first round of that tournament to the eventual champion, Southern Virginia. They had an 8-17 record, but lots of good energy to build off of for women's basketball, seeing as that last year they were unable to finish their season due to injuries. A lot of things to build for first-year head coach Lori Drake, who's new to the Peace Athletic staff this year. Moving on to men's basketball, a little bit deeper of a tournament run for men's basketball. Last year, they won the conference championship to rival Wesleyan, which was kind of left a sour taste in the mouth.
And
there was a lot of hype and expectation for this year, and delivered for the most part, but an unfortunate finish. Men's basketball loses to the number one seed Mary Baldwin, who also went on to win the conference championship. They were down by as many as 13 in the beginning of the first half. Was helped out by a spark by Malachi Borders, hitting a couple threes, and they crawled all the way back to come as close as three. It was 44-41 with about 8 minutes to go, I would say, I think. And then just came up empty on a couple possessions down the stretch, and Mary Baldwin gets the 66-59 victory. Just, again, an unfortunate, kind of ran into a hot team at the wrong time, and they lose in the USA South semifinals this year. But they do finish with a winning record, 14-13, 8-6 in conference play. But next year will be a little bit of a rebuild with all the seniors, Bo Bryant, Malachi Borders, Tim Pettiford, Tyler Parton, and Donnelly Tyrell, all seniors. Not sure if any of those will be using their COVID year. I don't think so. But that might be something to explore in the offseason, of whether any of those will be looking to return. Ryan Lominack, freshman, wins USA South Rookie of the Year. So that'll be an interesting and important piece to build on for Coach Shields and the guys. Tim Pettiford wins All-Conference First Team, and Bo Bryant's on the All-Conference Second Team. Both of those guys were really key in the success last year and the success this year when the Pacers were on a winning streak. Both those guys were at the forefront. So those were the main two winter sports. Swimming also finished up their year. So we're kind of at the point in time where all of our winter sports have already wrapped up. And now we're moving into the spring season as it starts to warm up. So we'll start off with softball in the spring. They start off with a split with Sweetbriar, which is actually an equestrian college. That's their big thing, is equestrian, but it's all women's college, kind of like Meredith. But they split with them, so win the second game, lost the first game. Adania Day had a 5-for-5 performance in there, winning her USA South Player of the Week on February 19th. Three-hole hitter for the Pacers. I mean, hits for power, hits for average, does it all for the softball team. So they had four games in Alabama in the Huntington Classic this past weekend. Tough stretch there. Was unable to get a win, but good competition in non-conference play, kind of prepping the softball team for a deeper conference run. And they are back at home this Sunday against Guilford College. So they'll be playing the Quakers here on campus, our only outdoor on-campus facility. So softball does have an older lineup, but they did bring in a lot lot of freshmen. So it's a big roster. Softball and baseball make up for like what feels like 50% of the athletes population. I think softball has around 40 to 45 if you count everybody. And then baseball, we've got over 60 guys. Yeah. So I'm sure everybody sees those people around campus.
Yeah, I got a class full of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't have a football team, but I feel like we could fill a football team with all the dudes from baseball. Speaking of baseball, off to a slower start than expected, but we've played two NCAA tournament teams, very quality teams, Christopher Newport and Mitchell College. They both made the tournament last year. So head coach Charlie Long trying to, you know, prepare for conference play and make sure we get challenged and tested early. So 2-5 overall right now. Christopher Newport was nationally ranked when the Pacers took on Christopher Newport. I was at Christopher Newport, so went had a tough road test early and only lost 2-1. That was a very close game. Grady Swenson, a freshman, pitched, I think it was 4 or 5 innings of no-run baseball, so he pitched pretty well. That's an important piece of this year's baseball team is a lot of young pitching. When you bring in 25 freshmen, you're bound to have some gems in that class, and Grady's proved to be one of them. One of the wins in the 2-5 record was against Mitchell College, and a young man named Ben Bort, who's also a freshman, pitched 4 innings of good baseball and only gave up 1 run and helped the Pacers to a win there. A little bit of an injury bug for baseball. Now, I don't like excuses for you know, records that aren't where we, as an athletics department, think they should be. But it's hard to argue against injuries. 3 starters got hurt over the course of 1 week. Griffin Sandstrom, a junior, he's our designated hitter, was swinging the best bat on the team. He unfortunately pulled a hamstring when he was playing left field against Mitchell College. Cam Barefoot had been dealing with a nagging left shoulder injury. He's our starting center fielder. Unfortunately, he got hit against Mitchell College and then slid into second base and injured his left shoulder. So it's kind of one of those injuries that you don't really know what exactly it is or the severity of it. It's kind of just a day-to-day thing, go by feel. So we're looking for him to return soon. Ian Turner dislocated his left shoulder. That was actually a practice injury. But his sling is off, and he has started physical therapy. So both of those guys, well, all 3 of those guys looking to come back soon. Griffin will take a little bit more time because the hamstring injury is a little bit more serious. They go to Virginia Wesleyan this Thursday, and then Mary Washington next week. So
sounds good.
Yeah, that's about it in the world of sports.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to spring. Like you said, it's going to be warming up soon. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I'm trying to get out of this cold. You know.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm ready to get out of this winter season. More stuff to cover with William Pease. We had the Ebony Ball a couple weeks back. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. I did want to go, but I had to go to my auntie's show at the time. But yeah, I'm sure they had a good time in the main parlor. You know, I had the lights and everything, and everybody was all dressed up, and everything navy blue and black and gold, and you know, so that was, you know, a couple weeks back, and I know that was a great time. Make Your Mark art projects. So I know by the time this podcast will come out, I know that's what already be happening. It was a little pop-up art display event that we had going on at William Pease, where anybody that does art, they can come out and show out their art that they have, that they made, you know? So that's what we also had recently. And then we also had Coffee in the Courtyard, recently as well. And that was another thing that we had here on campus for, you know, anybody that wanted to come out, you know, have coffee, you know, spend time together, you know, and just get to know one another.
I think those events, like you said, are important for a smaller college like this,
mm-hmm,
is
sure,
building the relationships in the community, because eventually you're going to know almost everybody. I mean, I talked to a guy one time last year, and it was like, you wind up seeing the same 40 to 45 people Now, whether you talk to those 40 to 45 people is a different story, but you wind up seeing pretty much the same 40 to 45 people. So maybe if you're considering going to an event like this, and maybe you go and meet somebody that you have seen, you know, walk into class every single day, but you, you know, say what's up, establish a relationship, and those are kind of the friendships that a small college like this can build.
Yeah, I totally agree, 100%. That's going to be pretty much everything to cover up for all things here at William Peace. Just segueing into just the main part of our podcast, we have a couple things we wanted to talk about, just like the Dreamfield Festival that we have coming up, spring break that we have actually, like, what, next week, I think, actually, or at the end of next week?
2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks,
yeah. We have this week of class and one more week of class. And
yeah.
Spring break.
And yeah, and so then we also have the Super Bowl parade that also wanted to mention. First things first, starting off with that, as you may know, last time we covered the podcast, we talked about the Super Bowl, who we had winning, Chiefs won, so, you know, shout out to Chiefs, you know, shout out to Chiefs, you know, so they ended up winning really close game. What was it, I'm trying to remember, it was they won by 3 points, right?
It was overtime, so it was like six.
That last touchdown, yeah, so that was big game. I know they was, you know, really happy about that.
Yeah.
And I was, because I'm in the bet on it, so, you know. I've been like, kind of getting into, like, the gambling game a little bit, I'm not going to lie. And it's, you know, turned out to be quite fruitful.
That was, when you watch a Super Bowl, you're hoping for a game like that.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
There was a national championship in college football a couple years ago where Georgia beat Texas Christian 63-7.
Jeez.
And it's just like, that's not a fun championship game. It completely defeats the purpose of all the build-up and hype.
Yeah, I know.
And to have the most hyped-up sporting event, the Super Bowl, come down to an overtime win.
Right.
I mean, you can't really ask for much more, no matter who you were cheering for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, congratulations to them. That was a great game to watch, like you said. Other thing that we just want to talk about as well, I think it was maybe not like a week later, there was the Super Bowl parade that they had for the champions that won, and when they had it, there was a shooting at the time. So thoughts and prayers go out to anybody that was hurt. I believe there was a dozen of people who were injured and one person who did die out of that shooting. They were able to identify the shooter, and they were able to get him in custody. It was somebody who was actually on probation that was already, you know, been through the system already. And apparently it was over a dispute over a basketball game, I think. So, yeah. So that's...
You hate to have that, right?
Yeah.
All of the, like I just said, the quality of the game, the build-up was perfect. Mm-hmm. And then you're out there celebrating, and it should be a great day for not only the players, but for the fans in attendance.
Yeah.
Like, those things are things that you're going to remember forever, and you want them to be for a good reason, and now it's for a bad reason for most people that attended.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And apparently, it was a total estimated of 1 million people of a crowd that came out during a parade, too. So, yeah, like you said, that's a lot of people that like to come out and, you know, show love for the players that won, and they definitely deserve it. And so, yeah, they should be able to, you know, go out there and expect to have, like, a good time, you know, and they shouldn't have to, you know, be scared and have to worry about anybody that may be, you know, trying to be violent out there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's that. Going back into our Dreamfield Festival that I mentioned as well, we have the Dreamfield Festival coming up on April the 6th to the 7th. Very much looking forward to that. I've never actually been to Dreamfield, and that's something that I do really would like to go to. They haven't announced the roster or lineup for the people that's going to be coming yet, but who are some people that you know, would love to see?
Golly. I'm a weird guy. Let's just start with that. I have a weird taste in music. So I'm not really in tune to some of the artists that would probably be in attendance for Dreamville. But I mean,
honestly, I see that.
Any big name that's going to come into Raleigh, it's going to be good for Raleigh.
Yeah.
I know I went to a Post Malone concert when I was in high school, and it was in Greensboro, North Carolina. That's where I'm from. But it was just, like, so cool to see an environment like that.
Yeah.
So regardless of who comes, I think it'll be a good event, and, you know, help showcase Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to get the construction and the roads
I've only been to one concert. It would be like really nice to be able to go somewhere like this, especially with like, yeah, it's like a lot of, you know, huge artists coming out there, like a lot of like, you know, 21 Savage or Lil Yachty or, you know, Nicki Minaj or anything like that. It'll be so cool to see.
Yeah, any A-lister would be a Grand Slam home run for whoever's running it.
Absolutely. Also, like I just you mentioned as well, we have spring break coming up, so definitely looking forward to that. And I know I'm pretty sure we mentioned it in our last podcast, but now that we're closer to the date, I know I'm pretty sure we're all looking forward to having a good week off, you know, chilling, do whatever we want, you know, maybe even traveling. You have any plans for spring break?
Yeah, we'll be playing baseball all spring break. Little thing that comes with being a spring athlete. It's kind of like how, you know, the basketball team plays over winter break. Mm-hmm. But baseball has a trip planned. We're going to Alabama to play Huntington, kind of like softball did this last week. And then we'll start conference play towards the end of spring break. But spring break, it's always a good indicator of where you're at in the spring semester. It's almost like you're getting into the home stretch, because once you come back from spring break, I mean, you have 5 weeks of class, six, mm-hmm. 5 weeks of class, something in there. So it'll be a nice academic deep breath for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. For me personally, yeah, 100%. I wouldn't say I need it, but like, I'm sure anybody.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can say they need it.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially this. I mean, I always ask people, did this year go by or this semester go by quick or slow or something like that? So, but regardless of how fast it's going by, breaks are necessary.
Absolutely.
And needed.
Yeah. And like you said, it's going to be after that, it'll be like maybe 5 or 6 more weeks left, and then I'm out of here. I'm gone, you know. So,
I got a couple more. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And that would be great, you know. So I don't think I have any travel plans. I'm pretty sure I don't have any like travel plans for spring break. But so, you know, I'd be in the house chilling, you know. Maybe I'll go out. Get some things for myself or whatever. Yeah.
That's an interesting perspective though, because that's really the home stretch for you then.
Yeah.
If it's the last, you know, however many weeks, 5 or 6 that you have of just straight undergraduate academics, not only just this semester, but
at all period.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's huge. That's gonna be pretty much it for our main segment. It was pretty short, but we're gonna get into the upcoming events that we're gonna have here on WMPs that you all should definitely try to attend. First thing, we had the Black Makers Market on February 28th.
It's February 28th.
I'm seeing Make Your Mark. Are that two different things?
Yeah, Black Makers Market's February 28th. It's always cool. They have a bunch of vendors there. It's always nice to look around and see what's going on.
I'm looking at Make Your Mark, not Market. I mean, that's the thing. Okay, I got those confused.
By the way, this is William. I stepped in for Will. You know, his voice did.
Welcome, Will. Yeah. Good day. Hey.
His voice didn't get, like, sometimes higher.
Thank you, Lily, for coming on. We have the Black Makers Market coming up. And then also, during March, we have the Red Rose Ball on March 22nd that I'm looking forward to. And I know that's going to be a great event for anybody who wants to show up to, so I know that's going to be really good. Also, we have a trivia night coming up this week on February 29th. So that should be fun, and I believe that'll be with WPU Student Involvement hosting that. And then we also have Pacers Got Talent on March 6th as well.
They did cancel Pacers Got Talent.
They canceled it?
Unless they started it back up on their Instagram, they came from the Pacers Got Talent, because a lot of people have not signed up, which is...
Oh, dang. I did want to see that. I've seen it. Interesting. Because, like, you know, I haven't seen a talent show since, like, 9th, 10th grade.
We can start a petition. We can start a petition to bring it back. Bring back Pacers. Hashtag bring back Pacers.
Yeah. I wanted to see that. Where was it going to be at?
Keegan.
Where?
I think Keegan Hall.
Where is that at?
In Maine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be perfect. Yeah, we should have did that. That would have been great.
The PS Times can start it.
That would be great. I would feel bad trying to start it and then not, like,
you know. We can collaborate. Like, SGPA, peace times, we can bring
it up. Yeah, that'd be great.
Last time Jacob was like, I don't have a talent.
Exactly.
We can make Jacob draw.
You don't think I'm going to sign up?
Why not? Do you not have a talent?
I mean, I do have a talent, but I don't think it's, like, worth getting up on the stage.
Talentless.
Listen,
a wild accusation.
I don't think I could just go up on the stage and, like, draw something. I think everyone would be kind of bored.
That's fair.
I mean, some people might like that, but...
He's the main act. There can be the podcast, that's the talent. See, we're putting it all together.
I don't know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, I do want to see it. I would, like, love to go through it and advocate for it, but I feel bad if I don't want to advocate for it and then not, like, you know, participate in it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I don't know what talent I would... show off.
That's gonna be something you're good at. What's your major? Kirby?
I don't know.
Kirby's just a Kirby.
I always love Kirby, but now that you ask me, I honestly don't know.
Kirby's just Kirby.
We'll keep it. But like, that could be something at the teleshow, I
or
guess.
Or just like the recorder. Did you guys ever have to do hot cross buns
no.
in elementary school? You never had to do the recorder?
I know what it is, but no, I never had to do it, no.
Like, you're lucky. But like, square dance? Or is it like
just... No.
Maybe that's just a southern thing. We had a square dance in school. Fun fact, if you guys ever had a square dance like this, it's going on YouTube. Some singing, obviously,
right.
is talent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can get our theater kids, our theater majors, mm-hmm. perform a little skit. You can see that. I think those are like the main ones.
A good skit, a little like mini play. You know, I'm talking about, like, you know, people's, like, acting skills, you know what I'm saying?
Like improv?
Yeah, right,
improv,
you know.
I
love to do that.
Our theater department's actually pretty good. Shout out to our theater department.
Yeah.
They always put on a good show.
And me, personally, I love, like, and no one knows, but, like, I honestly do, like, to do skits myself, because, like, I think back in middle school, sometimes
there's the talent.
Yeah, we can make something happen.
Right? That's
we really,
what I'm saying.
We can make,
I was
I think
a
we
tech
can make,
kid,
yeah.
too. Like, I can do the backstage.
Okay.
Like, we got this.
Yeah. So that's, unfortunately, since you said, I was going to say that's upcoming, but since you said it's canceled.
It is. Unless they changed it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But I saw, since we're running...